FM Chicago. That's right. It is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving 2016. What's that? November 25th, 2016. And Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you guys on today. Man, in the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King. Next to my brother, my partner in crime over here, Pastor Cornelius Park. What's going on, man?
You got it, bro, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. All the way from the First Bethel Church on the south side of Chicago, man. It looked like we both survived Thanksgiving.
Man, we did, but my son almost did.
We're going to talk about and he laughing. We're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about that, too, man. But look here, y'all. Let me give y'all real quick the run to about today's show, man. This is going to be good. Y'all know it's Praise Break Friday, right? So we always got an article that deals with praise and or worship or both. So today's article, man, it came from Desiring God's website, the website called Desiring God. Lord, have mercy. Desiring God. How to warm your heart in worship. To warm your heart in worship. That's going to be the topic. We're going to discuss that a little bit later. But also, man, we're going to talk about the Turkey Day failures. We're going to talk about
I'm ready for this.
The Turkey Day failures. And I promise y'all, it was a boatload,
a disaster
of them. And I mean, so look here, if you know some Turkey Day failures, look, tell on yourself. If you had some Turkey Day failures, get ready. Remember, I asked y'all to send me some pictures. Y'all didn't send them. But see, look, y'all can send me some pictures. Y'all can do something. Just send me something. You know, send them to takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That is the email address, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. I won't tell who they are. We just want to see the pictures. That's all. We just ask it. So, look, real quick, let me tell you how y'all can reach the show. If you're already listening on the line and you've already called in and you're listening via your phone, just push 1, and that'll put you in the queue. My producer will talk to you, find out what you want to talk about, and then you'll be a part of today's show.
Yeah.
If you are on listening via Blog Talk Radio, meaning you got your computer open, your laptop open, your iPad, whatever it might be, you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. We're right here, Facebook.com, Facebook Live. I see y'all. I'm finna join. Man, I see y'all. Come on in the room, man. Tell your people. Tell your people. Facebook.com, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's how you can reach us on Facebook and Facebook Live. Ustream, if you're watching on Ustream, Ustream.tv, that's y'all over here. See, we got two cameras. Facebook camera over here, Ustream camera over here. But we got y'all. Ustream.tv, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Divine. You'll find us right there. Then we got the email address. I'll give it to you again. TakingTheLimitsOff@comcast.net. Look, if y'all took some pictures of some bad food yesterday, I want to hear about it. I want to see them pictures. Send it again. TakingTheLimitsOff@comcast.net. Hey, if you want to tweet the show, you can tweet us at TTLO Radio. Again, that tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to read those tweets on the air. And then, what did I miss? iTunes. Yeah, that's it. iTunes. Go to your iTunes account. You can download the podcast. Don't cost you nothing, right? Download the podcast. iTunes.com. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you'll find us right there. Pastor.
It's about to go down.
Now,
brother, it's about to go down.
Okay.
First,
let's get to the people, and let's get to some of the people already in the room. Let's see here. Melissa LaFleur, good afternoon. How are you?
Good
bless
afternoon.
You, bless you. Shawanda Battle, what's going on? We see you. Yolanda King, I see you. I knew he was going to say it. Dana Miller, I see you. I see you. Jameson Clay, I see you popped in the room. Bless you, sir. Leslie Kelly, Anton, Big Spike. What's up, Spike? What's going on, man? I see y'all all in the room. Y'all keep on coming, man. Make sure you hit that share button. Share it with your friends. Let them know what's about to go down. And then who's ever over here in Ustream land, y'all need to speak up too. Say something. Open up your little chat box. And say something in there.
Holler at us.
Right. Say something. Say something. Say what's going on. Just say something. Let us know you're there. We appreciate you watching, man. This is going to be good. I'm excited about.
Brother, let's just get to it.
But before we get to it, first of all, you put up give us an update, man. What's going on with your son?
Let's get that in first. God be glory. My son was at the mall with his friends, fell out, man, and they didn't know what was going on. The ambulance took him to the hospital. We was there pretty much all night, all morning. To God be the glory. They're releasing him, so we're excited for that. They tried to give him a diagnosis of one thing, but it wasn't that. Blood count cells was 100% above normal, mm-hmm. which wasn't looking good. However, to see him smile and say, okay, I'm ready to go home, that's all Daddy needed to hear.
Okay.
You know, as many folks I pray for, many folks I have really stood in the gap for, when it hit home, man,
yeah,
it's a totally different situation. So we prayed going there, and I put it out there. And I want to give thanks to all my family and friends that have contacted and reached out and lifted up prayers,
mm-hmm.
because I still believe that prayers of the righteous avail much.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's because of you guys bombarded heaven that we are able to stand and give testimony of what God has done. And so I'm grateful for that. I am. And he needs to get back to school. He go to Ball State University. He leave out Sunday. So we're going to make sure that he's taken care of and make sure that we do what we need to do to make sure he's well. So to God be the glory. Thank you guys once again.
That's good. That's good, man. That shows you how the power of prayer works, man. That's
yeah,
good
man.
Stuff. That's
yeah,
good
man.
Stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah, man.
We are, and we were definitely praying, man. And it's good to have some good news. Some good
yeah,
news.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, man. Yeah, we got some funny stuff we want to get
oh,
to.
Oh, my God.
Well, man, I want to send a big conveyance out. I know some of y'all might not, you know, some of y'all might be a little bit younger or whatever.
Here's
but
a story.
How do you not know about the Brady Bunch?
Here's a story.
Man, can we have a moment of silence for Carol Brady, otherwise known as Florence Henderson, the mom on the Brady Bunch, passed away yesterday, man. Was it last night? Yesterday, or today, rather. Looks like she was 82 years old. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
82 years old. She died yesterday from heart failure. Wow.
Yeah.
82 years old, man. I think everybody, I don't care what color you were, everybody wanted to be in the Brady Bunch house.
Man, listen, they were two great parents, man.
Man, but you wanted to be in the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah, man.
They was complaining about stuff, man. They had like, you know, now, don't get me wrong. Because if I can remember correctly, all the girls and all the boys were all in one room. The girls had their own room.
Yeah.
And then the boys were all in. So it was three over here and three over here.
Until, what's his name? Greg got older.
Moved into the basement or the attic?
The attic.
Right. He got the attic.
Yeah.
Right. Until he moved right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember it well, man. I remember when, what's the youngest name?
The boy or the girl?
The boy.
Mike.
Michael. Yeah. He put a tarantula.
No,
in
Bobby.
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 Yeah.
Bobby.
I never forget the episode. He put a tarantula in the attic and tried to get Mike. Man, it was listen. I was a Brady Bunch fan, y'all.
Couldn't wait to get home from school.
Man, listen. Hey, Kara was a pretty nice looking wife, man.
Hey, I always thought the older Cindy got the cuter she got. That was
oh,
just me.
Oh yeah.
I was
man.
Never a fan of Marsha and Jan. You know,
Jan
was
just Jan.
You know, that Jan got that middle child syndrome.
Man,
bless
yeah.
God for the middle children. But she had, But she had that middle child syndrome, you know.
Man, I had a crush on Carol, man.
You thought you did? You had thing? Well, you know, you remember the, you know, the rumor about Carol and Greg.
Yeah.
So Greg was we gonna be.
Yeah,
out.
I remember that.
But again, we want. Again, you guys, this is Taking Limits on Radio. We celebrating the day after Thanksgiving. It is Black Friday too,
man.
You know. So you got any shopping you got to do there? You good?
Listen here, I don't have no shopping,
uh-huh.
No money. I got kids, man.
Way,
listen, I'm gonna say this:
the way your account set up,
the way my account set up, I looked in it and said, "Back to you." I tried to withdraw, and I said, "What you trying to? What you talking about, Willis?" Oh my God, my mama clicked in. Hey,
oh, that's
done.
Oh, that's her at the bottom?
Yeah, she said good after soon.
Good. Yeah.
Mama is new.
That's somebody's mama.
You
my right.
Mama said good after soon, y'all.
Man, look at
that. Thank you for logging in, mama.
We appreciate y'all. So, and then one little bit of news I got to touch on it real quick, man. There was another shooting in Chicago. Well, another police shooting yesterday.
Yeah, last night.
I'm just reading off CNN. This is the most recent update. Chicago officer kills... A man kills police checking claim he was armed. It says Chicago police officer says he shot and killed a black man this week after the man twice pointed a weapon at him. But so far, investigators have not found the weapon, authorities say. Police are investigating the death of a man identified by his family as Kawan Ray, excuse me, which comes after months of heavy scrutiny of the Chicago Police Department over cases allegedly overreach and officer-involved shooting. He says, we were not able to locate a weapon of Ray's as of yet. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson told reporters Thursday there's still many unanswered questions as we're working diligently to find those answers. Wow. Here we go again.
Wow, man.
Here we go again.
If it ain't one thing, it's another, man.
it's yeah, it is. You know, and again, we're still waiting for more details to come out. Hopefully, you know, this is resolved.
Wow.
It's unfortunate, man, that it's always something. And in the midst of, and again, I don't want people to think I'm choosing sides, but in the midst of the police department trying to rebuild trust in the community,
right.
We have another. Here we go again.
It seems like, Paul, every time I desire to do.
Man, evil always around.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
We're praying for that family. We're praying for the city of Chicago that we handle this appropriately. And then also we're praying that the Lord soften and convict the Chicago Police Department, that that justice would be served, especially in this matter, because so much has been taking place throughout the years that justice have not been served.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's get it in.
I'm ready to get it in,
So if you were here Wednesday, if you were watching or listening or whatever, to the foolery on Wednesday, you know, Wednesday we had our articles, Wednesday, but I had this list of my 10 top pet peeves for Thanksgiving dinner, and the thing just blew up and went crazy.
Man, listen. We should have did a 10 top things, the aftermath.
Yeah.
So, listen, can I say one thing?
Come on.
Do not take next year for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Do not take a picture of your food on the stove and if your stove is dirty.
Oh, Lord.
Don't do that.
See?
And I got one, too.
Uh-huh.
Do not make banana pudding with Cool Whip.
What?
Do not make banana pudding. That is not banana pudding. Cool Whip. That's Cool Whip cookies and bananas. You forgot the pudding. Lily gonna kill me. I don't care. You do not make no Cool Whip banana pudding. What is that? Who told you to do something like that?
So this is what we asked. We asked you guys, because we know Thanksgiving is, you know, people cooking and trying to do things. And there was some amazing pictures posted on yesterday all throughout Facebook, and I asked you guys to send us pictures from your own Thanksgiving dinners of what we would consider Turkey Day failures. I have to share just one with my brother over here, because I know he got some on his phone. I'm trying to pull this up on this. I can see.
I need to check in first. My family members watching? Is any of my family members, if you're watching, just give me a thumbs up or text me. Just let me know you're watching. Because I did take some pictures.
Oh, Lord.
And matter of fact, I took two pictures.
Uh-huh.
I got one, don't always judge a book by its cover.
Uh-huh.
Because on the outside, it may look bad, but the inside may taste good. That was one picture.
Okay.
And then I got another picture. You play too much.
Okay.
Your pound cake should look like cornbread broken up.
Oh, okay.
I'm going in today, y'all. I'm tired and everything. I've been at the hospital all morning. I'm going in. There's some things that we ought not to do on Thanksgiving.
So I got this picture. Let me tell you a story about this picture. See, I wish I could share this with y'all on Facebook, but I can't. I promised I wasn't gonna share it. But I got this picture right here.
Oh my God.
So you know, we had a feeding down. We were serving down at the church yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we asked people for cakes and peach cobblers and all of that stuff. And speaking of, I need that other picture, that peach cobbler picture. Tanya, if you could send me that picture, please, because I thought I had it in my
Boy, I got a peach cobbler picture.
But
blow your mind.
But So this cake was made, and it was left in the kitchen.
I see why.
And
when they tried to get fancy with that,
and
they tried to get fancy. I wish I could.
Is there a way I could share this picture on? I don't know if I can post this in something. I don't even know.
Maybe you can share it in. See if you can share it in the post.
Let me see if I.
I got a couple of them. I'm finna see if I can share.
So anyway, this picture was this cake was in the kitchen, and the young lady who made the cake, she wanted to. Can you turn the volume down on that?
I know.
This dude. She wanted to know where the cake was because she didn't see it out there on the table, and so we went to get the cake, and they opened it, and somebody said, oh. They thought it was a banana pudding because this was before it was cut.
Man, it looked like cream cheese.
So mind you, inside this cake is that's pineapples down.
Are you serious?
Down in the.
Oh my God.
And so they cut the cake, right? So then I'm gonna close off with this. One of our lovely people from the church, one of our mothers, comes and she said, "Well, I want a piece of that." So we cut her. A piece of cake, and then she comes and takes it. But then she comes back in the kitchen.
Oh my God!
And I said, "Ma'am, is everything okay? Something wrong?" She said, "I said, is everything okay? So you look like something is bothering you." She says, "Oh, do I?" And politely walked to the garbage can and threw that whole piece of cake.
My brother, I'm trying to shed it.
In the garbage. So I don't know what this was. But it was the hottest mess I've ever seen in my life.
Man, listen.
But
they try to get fancy.
Do you see the aluminum foil in the bottom of the aluminum foil pan? See, what that tells me is that pan was used for something else.
It was used for something else, and they just put it on there. But I'm tripping. They got toothpicks in the cake.
You know what that was for?
What?
She said that that was to keep the plastic wrap from messing up the bread.
Oh, so the plastic stay on top.
On top.
Oh my God, man! Listen here, man. If y'all need to see this cake,
listen.
I promise y'all. I got a picture of a banana of a peach cobbler.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm trying to see how can I send it. Man, I'm talking about. We was talking about Cajun and jerk. Here you go.
I'm done.
Man, listen.
I can't. I'm done.
No way your peach cobbler should look black and white.
Yes.
This is segregated. This is segregated peach cobbler. We segregated. Hey, so look. My uncle. I'm gonna talk because honestly, it had a great taste to it.
Okay.
This is what we call don't judge a book by a cover.
Oh, okay.
It's burnt, y'all, on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really burnt. Mm-hmm. It's like whites on one side and blacks on the other. It looked like the Temptations at the party. You know how they were dancing parties?
Yes.
And they had a line.
Yeah.
And that's how the peach cobbler set up. On one side is completely burnt, on the other side is white. But underneath, the taste is pretty good. I mean, it's better than what you could imagine. However, the look, sisters and brothers, sometimes the look can determine if we have appetite or not. And so my uncle was fixing his plate. He brought this peach cobbler in. And so when he's going around fixing his plate, and he lifted up
mm-hmm.
the cobbler plate, the pan.
Uh-huh.
He hurried up and closed it
uh-huh.
and did like this. His wife made that.
He told you.
He
told you cover it back up.
He said, that went real fast. You know, sometimes we just got to keep it real.
Oh, God.
Things don't look good.
Yeah.
It automatic make our appetite spoil.
And
so that was another situation.
No.
that my aunt's husband, mama, made an upside down 7-Up cake.
See, first of all.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Upside down.
It was really upside down.
What is an upside down 7-Up cake?
I cut that cake for my auntie. I cut a piece. And I kid you not, she wanted to be so nice. I washed her, literally. I said, let me see how what auntie going to do. Man, she took a piece and started chewing and kept chewing and chewed some more and chewed a little more. Sisters and brothers, if your cake don't melt in your mouth, it's not no real cake. That cake was so gummy on the inside.
Oh, God.
I'm talking about, I don't know about y'all. I just talked about this Wednesday, that a cake looked done on the outside.
Uh-huh.
But on the inside, it looked like you put a filling in there. And it's called half done. You got to make sure you stick a toothpick or a fork in your cake.
Oh, God.
So you can pull it out to make sure the residue, if the residue come out on a fork or toothpick, then you know without a doubt that it was not done.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was trying to share the picture, and I think I kicked y'all off of Facebook Live, but it's coming back up right now.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all come on back.
Get back in this room.
Come on back in the room. I'm so sorry, y'all. I was trying to do too much over here. So, y'all.
Get back in. You know, I had some. You going to like this banana pudding.
Okay, here we go.
I said, okay. I said, my friend made this banana pudding. Lily.
Okay.
I said, okay. I looked at the banana pudding. If your banana pudding look too white, you know it's not real pudding. So I began to taste it. And Lily gonna look at me like, How it tastes. How it tastes. That's Cool Whip.
Wow.
That is not no banana pudding.
Wow.
Whoever put Cool Whip in their banana pudding, and then my crazy self said, well, make sure that you put it in the refrigerator because I don't want it to melt. She gonna tell me what Cool Whip don't melt. I said, that's how I know it ain't no real banana pudding. Oh, my God. All we needed, that wasn't no banana pudding. That's Cool Whip that you put them pecans in, walnuts in, strawberries in. Man, that was not no banana pudding.
Oh, God.
Cut that out.
So
you ought to be shaming yourself.
So did you happen to see some of, I saw some stuff yesterday, and again, I tried to share the picture with y'all. What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the TTLO Facebook page. I think that's the only way I'm going to be able to load the picture for y'all, because otherwise I'm going to tie something up.
Yeah, we could do it there.
But I really hate to say, I saw some stuff that was frightening yesterday. Did you see the macaroni and cheese with the American cheese laying on the top of the picture?
Man, listen here.
Who did that?
You going to make macaroni and cheese.
It wasn't even macaroni noodles. It wasn't even the elbow noodles.
No.
It looked like the penne pasta noodles.
And it's all white at the bottom, in the middle, but then you're going to just lay some deluxe cheese on top and then put it in the oven and try to let it burn, talking about it's homemade. You ought to be shaming yourself. Homemade. No, yeah, you made it at home, but it didn't have nothing to do with homemade.
Oh, God.
People. Homemade macaroni and cheese, you don't get the shells from the box and use powder cheese or the deluxe cheese that you squeeze on out.
Oh, God, no.
Man,
we just told
y'all about having stiff macaroni and cheese.
Can y'all do me a favor? I know y'all just getting back in the room. Could y'all come in and speak one more time, please? I know y'all in the right room because the other video should have cut off already, so y'all should be over here. I see y'all in here, but I don't see who you are. Could y'all let us know, please, that you're back in the room with us? Thank you so kindly. I'd appreciate it. Just give us a thumbs up or just say hello all over again. Won't hurt you none. Appreciate y'all. Man, how was your Thanksgiving Day outside of the foolery?
Honestly, I kept saying this over and over, and I didn't know if I was offending my family. But I kept saying, this was the best cooked Thanksgiving dinner
that we had in a long time.
Oh.
You said it out loud publicly?
About 10, 15 times until my auntie caught on to it. My TT said, so what you trying to say? And so I had to really redo it because I said, well, TT, you know, when you let everybody else cook.
Right, right.
And they bring their own dish, it just don't taste too good.
Right, right.
But when you can limit it to two or three people, that's when it tastes better.
Okay, okay.
So, of course, my uncle always comment, and he wants to be the biggest critic.
Uh-huh.
He opened up the peach cobbler in the picture I just showed you.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else was just laughing and staying away from it.
Uh-huh.
He going to open up his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Who burnt the peach cobbler? I said, Uncle Paul, are you serious? Man, that peach cobbler looks so beautiful. You seen the picture?
I saw it. But I just want to say, man, my peoples threw down yesterday.
I can believe it.
My peoples threw down yesterday.
Man,
but you know, can I get some advice for some people?
Because I saw yesterday.
Did you see all of the burnt turkeys yesterday?
Man, listen, Cajun, and they keep their line and send this Cajun
blacken,
jerk.
Blackened.
I think the
deep fried turkey thing has getting people in trouble.
It's getting out of hand
because because those turkeys that I saw, those weren't baked burnt, those was fried burnt. I think we really, some of y'all need to let the fried turkey thing go. Get somebody to fry your turkey for you.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
I know the problem.
What's the problem?
They don't know how to use peanut oil.
They're not using peanut oil.
So when you're just using the regular,
but that oil burns quickly.
See, peanut oil is expensive.
And we ain't finna spend that money.
We're not gonna spend that money. See, peanut oil costs more than the turkey.
Yeah.
I've seen some turkeys on disability yesterday. I seen some turkeys that couldn't get a disability check yesterday.
I'm done.
I seen some turkeys that's on SSI. I'm talking about they were skinny. I seen some obese turkeys that didn't have no trimming. I seen some skinny turkeys that had too much trimming.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm talking about,
I seen some stuff yesterday. My brother, like, really. Matter of fact, even on the football game, I don't know if you watched the last game.
Uh-huh.
But Pittsburgh was playing
Indianapolis.
Yeah,
yeah.
And at the end of the game, they have four turkey legs.
Oh, it was that day. Okay, yeah.
And I kid you not, there was one turkey leg so black that Ben Roethlisberger gave it to the reporter. Chad, you need some blackness in your life. Man, I couldn't believe this. It looked kind of barbecue. It looked like it had, man, that man was so black. And listen, I commend y'all for having heart for putting stuff on Facebook. But some stuff don't deserve to be on Facebook.
Now, then there were the pictures that were posted on Facebook yesterday of folks who thought their food looked good. Now, I saw a picture of some dressing yesterday. Can I show you? I'm gonna show you this picture.
Hey, come on with it.
Let me show you.
Come on with it.
Look, I gotta show them on here. See, I can't show y'all because y'all gonna get me in trouble. These folks won't talk to me no more. But I got to show you this here picture.
Hey, my brother going to a particular. Hey, he going to pay.
Right to the page.
Hey, y'all better start deleting y'all stuff because I'm going to go check y'all out.
Who on here? Right to the page. Where is it at? Lord Hammer. Nope, that ain't it. Why is it gone? Did they take the picture down?
Somebody that told them to take it down.
Somebody done took the picture down.
Hey, what that's hilarious.
Are you kidding me right now? It is not there. What in the world? Okay, yeah, because it was some. Okay, so it was some dressing that had a whole lot of juice in it.
It was super.
So we were looking at it at the house, right? Everybody say, we recognize everything else. And we say, what's that in that pan over there? But that's the dressing. My mama say, can't be.
Hey.
Can't be. But then I saw something that you would appreciate it.
What's that?
I saw some thick chitlins.
Oh!
I said, oh, I said, Pastor Parker, I have a problem.
Hey, if your chitlins look like a tongue, they wasn't clean.
I'm telling y'all, man, listen. Chitlins do not look like hog maw.
Hey, they were some thick looking chitlins.
Man, listen,
all them pictures is gone.
Hey, I'm going through Facebook right now, y'all.
What happened to
and I'm looking for some pictures. Oh, you know another thing.
Oh, what happened?
I done seen so many mannequin challenges.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
Oh, my God. You can eat that with a straw. Maybe somebody's sick in their family. Look at them chitlins.
That's the chitlins.
Man, them chickens look like a thick woman. A thick bull-legged woman.
The thick. The chitlins look a little.
Oh, my. And somebody put a. Oh, my God. They riding that. Look at them comments.
Don't stop.
Look at the comments. Somebody cried. Oh, my God. Somebody said that's foul.
I'm done.
She's not my friend.
I'm right. No, I'm done.
Okay. No, go back to that, man.
I'm not.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's just straight
cake. Okay.
Listen, anytime you're dressing, you can sip your dressing
with
like your coffee with a straw.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying to y'all. That's how it just really looks. I'm talking about that. Listen, I'm going through pictures right now, y'all, and I ain't lying. I'm going through Facebook right as we speak.
So how many folks was over at where you were yesterday?
Oh man, we always have a huge turnout.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a huge turnout, man.
That's good. Yeah, it was a good time, man. Like I said, my folks threw down yesterday, man. I was excited about it. And you talk about some to-go plates. The to-go plates was flowing yesterday. My mom was like, y'all need to take this food up out of here. You ain't finna leave it here.
Wow. Wow.
But it was a good time, man. It was a good time.
Hey, I'm looking for some. Hey, right as we speak, I'm looking for some pictures.
You know, his thing trying to come.
Because I know it's some stuff on here that people thought they can get down. And I told y'all, man, everybody who thinks they can get down can't get down.
Let me ask you this. What was your best dish yesterday?
Oh, man, I'm a turkey man.
Okay.
Man, when I walked in there, now I'm telling y'all this.
Uh-huh.
When I walked in, we all said we're going to be ready to eat at 12 o'clock.
Well, in the afternoon,
I got to commend my family.
Wow.
We was ready at 12 o'clock.
I was still at the church house.
Me and my cousin, eBay, we was the first two to eat. I got me a good seat right in front of the turkey. Man, listen, I was like you. I cut that turkey leg. Oh! Man, I didn't care about the size and all that, So everybody, I kept asking everybody was there on their second plate. And so they said, what, you trying to compete?
No.
I said, no, I'm still on my first plate. My cousin said, yeah, that's still the same plate, but it's not. It wasn't the first meal.
Man, the first meal on the plate.
Hey, so I kept having, you know, when you're the older cousin, you get props. So you can get your plate, say, go give me some of this. Go give me some of that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't leave that turkey for nothing, man. So, man, that turkey is like, it was a beautiful, let me just say, come and get me. So I was just cutting it up for everybody. Every time I cut, I eat. I cut, I eat. I didn't move from the turkey.
You were the turkey carver.
Ooh! And then my auntie made a ham.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen, I'm trying to lay off the pork. You know why. You know why, y'all. I'm trying to lay off, but my auntie made a ham.
My man said
that was so good.
He said he tried to lay off the ham, y'all. That's what he said.
But yeah. But you know another thing that I really enjoyed.
Y'all see my man said he tried to lay off the ham.
I'm trying to lay off.
Y'all see what's going on over here?
I'm in the Matrix.
Anyway, okay.
Man. Hey, I'm done.
You three don't get to zoom in.
I'm sorry.
I'm so glad we don't.
But my granny made a sweet potato pie that would put patty pie out of business.
Well, they don't take much to put patty pie.
You ain't lying. You're lying.
So your turkey was your favorite dish?
I don't know. It was between the turkey
and the sweet potato pie.
Man, that sweet potato pie. Listen, I'm talking about, man, I'm now.
I got some good. I'm a food critic because I love to cook. I got some good cooks in the family. But this sweet potato pie was so good that I had on some Jodeci boots that my toes start curling. And I felt the boots just sliding off by themselves.
I'm done. I'm done.
And I'm just sitting there like, man, one leg stretched out.
We're going to pray for this brother.
And the other leg stretched out. And I just sat back. And I said, man, I didn't know who made, man. They said, Mama made that pie. I said, Granny, whatever you did this time, you felt like doing it. And she did it.
Man, I'm trying.
What about you? What was your favorite?
I'm trying to think what my favorite dish was. Cause I literally took home everything.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. The turkey. I got to carve the turkey. I always, you know.
Okay,
I got,
man,
to carve
that's
the
good
turkey
business. That's good business.
Mom got that electric knife.
Ooh.
He cut like a frog. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, real quick.
Man.
So I had to carve the turkey. Got my leg. Got both my legs. Took them off real quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite, it was a toss up between the chitlins and the oxtails. Yeah, with some oxtails on the my.
We had some ribs.
Yeah, and then I didn't even eat no fried chicken. I missed the fried chicken. Because
oxtails.
Yeah, them oxtails just came and messed up the whole
thing. So are those some oxtails we was just talking about? A couple last week that Sister McCurtis had made.
Yeah.
She made some.
Yes.
The household with them oxtails.
Y'all would make me do a dance up in here.
But she braised them in some good red wine.
Yeah, she. Y'all had communion with them.
That
one Moscato.
Communion was served.
It wasn't Moscato.
Communion was served.
Man, listen. See, I gotta say this. When we all get together around everybody, communion is not served. But when the cousins get together, communion. So some of my cousins. Was whispering, well, I got to go. I got to go get me a cocktail. I kept hearing that cocktail.
They weren't going to drink at the house.
No, see, we can't do it in front of Granny.
Oh, Lord.
Granny will make us quote a scripture right in front of Granny, thou shalt not drink, which is not in the Bible, but Granny would make us quote it. Granny would make us say some stuff that man, make us pay for what we did.
Oh,
man.
Lord. Wow.
But,
wow.
Man, yesterday was fabulous, man. It looked like it was good for you.
I hope you guys, everybody. No, we joke around. We ain't trying to offend nobody about the food and all that stuff.
Well, we trying to tell the truth.
But we do want
to keep, I mean, seriously, some stuff just, you know, you
play too much.
You shouldn't cook ever.
No.
You should have went to Jewel and got you a hungry man Thanksgiving dinner.
Some of y'all practice on purpose.
You know what?
Stop trying to practice on Thanksgiving on purpose.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, yeah, no, it was a great time. It was a great time. And we had a good time at the church yesterday, you know, with the feeding.
How was that?
It wasn't a big turnout. We had more than enough food. We had we had a lot of food because we had enough food for quite a few people.
Okay.
So, you know, what we did, we fed who showed up, it was a good time. We were down here from the program that started till the 11th. But the people in the kitchen got here around 7:30.
Wow.
And you know, he was down here Wednesday night.
Man, he was getting it in.
He was in Wednesday, you know, getting some stuff together. So, was that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Y'all
got that professional
kitchen.
Y'all got about six stoves down there. Man, Deke was down. Man, listen, let me tell y'all this. We walking now.
Yeah.
Deke said, I think he says he's doing seven turkeys.
Seven turkeys.
Man, and that it was smelling so good down there. Oh.
Yeah, he did seven turkeys. And then because he has to be at the church to help cook or to basically cook the majority of the main courses, he is cooking his house's food down at the church too. So while he was baking seven turkeys for the church,
smart.
He's frying two to
smart.
Take home. So, you know, and all that macaroni and cheese and all that. So on Sunday, I can't wait till after church over.
But, you know, man, let me say this, man. I'm not a big
leftover.
I'm not, and I can't stand that.
Did you take any leftovers home last night?
None.
So you're not. See, I am very peculiar about the leftovers I take home.
Okay.
So, like, some stuff, like, restaurant leftovers. Like, you know, it depends. If I go to a good steakhouse
uh-huh.
and they put one of them bad boys on my plate, then mm-hmm. for some reason I just, that's breakfast the next day.
Wow.
That's steak and eggs.
Wow.
But, you know, like, I know some folk who will go, like, eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get laughed at and talked about. But we'll go eat breakfast and don't finish the breakfast and get it to and take it to go. See, I can't
do that.
I can't do nothing with that.
Breakfast is my favorite meal.
It's one of my favorite meals.
I'm gonna eat everything.
Whatever. Or if I ain't, it's just going
bye bye.
I mean, you can't.
You know, sometimes I order big breakfast.
Uh huh.
And you know, you want to finish everything.
Right.
But then once again, the way sugar is set up. Hey, y'all, this sugar.
That's what it is.
The way sugar is set up. To keep yourself from being embarrassed, you're going to leave two pieces of
uh-huh.
pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Not two pancakes, but just two slices.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And put it all together and like you fool. Sugar sometimes just get beyond himself. Sugar do some things that he shouldn't do. Listen, let's say this. Facebook friends, you stream audience, y'all come on, hit us up. What are some strange things you saw yesterday? Whether it was on Facebook, whether it was in your home,
right, or wherever you went.
Wherever you went.
Right. Let us know what y'all saw yesterday. We look forward to talking about that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one more thing, then we're going to get right into today's conversation. It's going to be good. Look, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break. Let me give y'all a little bit of something, a little music over here. Let's see here. I'm not going to play that, but yeah. Nope, wrong button. All right, we'll get together in a minute. Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, y'all, so we'll be right back, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break. Give y'all a little bit of this Tasha Cobb for your glory. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
Lift your worship.
Call in, right? Call in. Area code 347-934-0546. Call in. Tell us what was the best thing you ate yesterday and what was the worst thing you saw yesterday. And tell the truth. Might have been at your house. Could have been at a family member's house. Tell us what's going on. What
I got another one.
Shawanda,
one, Tiger Strong.
Oh, Lord.
She going to text me
uh-huh.
all the pictures.
Oh, from the food yesterday?
No, not from the food, but
uh-huh.
from her banana pudding.
Oh.
The milk knot. Now...
She sent pictures of preparation.
You never saw the finished product.
But didn't see the finished product.
Oh,
our agreement was.
I'm starting to wonder.
Our agreement was.
The agreement was.
You saved me some.
Uh-huh.
And so.
Uh-huh.
The end result was.
Talk, sir.
Everybody come to my house.
Uh-huh.
Just for my.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
That's what she said on,
that's
the,
what she
on
said.
The air. We got to take.
So now.
Uh-huh.
She said.
Uh-huh.
She has to make me.
Your own.
Personal.
So, but you never got the pictures.
I never
got the pictures.
Got the picture
from the one from yesterday.
Or the finish.
But you got
product.
You saw all the prep work.
I seen the prep work.
But you didn't see the finish.
I seen a bowl where she's making a homemade pudding.
Uh-huh.
I seen her cracker. She it looked
uh-huh.
like she did have
the right cookie.
The right cookies.
Uh-huh. The real Nilla wafers.
The real Nilla wafers.
Not the Aldi ones.
Not
right.
Aldi's.
Right.
And then she had her bananas.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was separated.
But you never saw it
together.
Together.
Yeah.
Ah. That makes me wonder.
Shawanda, I give you credit.
That makes me wonder.
For your preparation.
That makes me wonder.
But I still need to see
what the turnout look like.
The finish. Product.
Evangelist Kim Tony says, what did she see yesterday that didn't look right? Some white macaroni noodles with melted cheese on the side.
What? Oh, my. Oh, that was a new name.
What's it
called nacho cheese.
What?
You never should put some nacho cheese alone.
Did she say melted?
On macaroni.
They white macaroni noodles with melted cheese on the side. Who does that?
You what? Hey, bro, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever asked somebody, just talk to them, say, what you cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you dressing,
mm-hmm.
greens,
uh-huh.
Stream
they,
beans.
They go down the whole list. Uh-huh.
Then it's macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese. You got to beware when they said macaroni and cheese. They heard that.
What that mean? Help us out. What
that mean? They're going to be lacking some cheese.
You got a problem. You got a problem. Y'all pray for him. Y'all pray for the pastor.
Please that pray. Means you're going to be lacking some cheese.
I'm trying.
Kim said that. Now, have anyone else seen
cheese on the side?
Now, I know they do spaghetti like that.
Oh, now she said the good thing was the grilled lobster tails was on point.
Okay. Okay.
I did see a lot of people eating seafood yesterday.
Yeah, expensive. Expensive. No, I was.
Maybe they bought the frozen.
We did some ribs.
Maybe they bought the frozen.
Or maybe they had them frozen
right.
from a long time. Now, we did some ribs. Mine did some.
Some
ribs, and it was good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I think the only thing we was missing
mm-hmm.
was some chitlins.
Y'all didn't have no chitlins, huh?
But wait, I got a couple of people that got some for me. Tammy,
mm-hmm.
I'm coming to get them chitlins.
My mom was hilarious yesterday. So we all sit down and eating. And everybody done ate, right? So,
uh-huh.
so now people are trying to help clean up and all this stuff. And she go, I can hear her in the back. Lord have mercy. I said, what's wrong? We done forgot the coleslaw.
Oh, my God.
The whole that coleslaw, she found it. It's sitting in the bowl in the refrigerator.
Are you serious?
Nobody. And I don't eat coleslaw. So I
My God. I got one.
Okay, because I don't eat coleslaw. I've never been a coleslaw fan.
My auntie, I guess she didn't have enough room
uh-huh.
to put all the food, all the cold stuff in the food, in the refrigerator.
Oh,
freezer.
God. Oh, God. She just sitting outside.
My auntie set pans of potato salad
outside
in her car. Said that's her. I love my TT. I thought she was joking. TT had potato salad. We almost forgot about it because it was outside in the car, used as a refrigerator. My TT.
I'm done talking to this dude.
I'm serious. I don't think I'm telling the my TT had us go outside and get the potato salad.
Dana Miller just typed, I had the pleasure of seeing an apple pie with blueberry and raspberry in it. Tell me, please, what is that? I'll tell you what that is, Dana, but that's a hot mess.
A hot mess.
First of all, that's not that's a fruit
cobbler or man. Something. That is not an apple pie.
No, that's a fruit cocktail cup.
Right. You know, they done emptied out the contents of a Del Monte fruit cocktail cup and then put it in some crust and cooked it. Who did apple pie with blueberry and raspberries in it? What in the world? No. Mm-mm, can't go.
I got it. I mean, we got to get on this, too. I mean, we're talking about the food. But the mannequin challenges was crazy.
Yeah. Now, yeah, we're going to jump right into that now. Now, if you want to see an apple cobbler. Now see that's from Mama Kitchen, right?
Oh, Mama!
Yeah, all that's currently at my house right now, though.
Mama!
All that's currently at my.
Man, I wish y'all could see this pie.
I had to share some of that, dog. That's
done right.
I need to get a separate camera and shoot
that's
that.
Done right.
Yeah, that's
Dorothy, thank you for the chillin' as well.
And she cooked that. That was being cooked while people was eating.
Oh my
God.
That
came to the table after the table was cleared off.
Lord have mercy.
Still bubbling.
Lord have mercy. Lord,
sent you both.
Banana. I'm looking
for the listeners angry. You better stop. They got private messages going on.
She sure did. Look at her. Okay.
Is that like a crumb topping or something?
Okay.
Oh.
And you fancy, you got apples on your table. you're fancy there. Okay, I see you.
Is that really her?
You know.
Check the background.
So why you didn't send this to me last night and say you didn't take pictures of the finishing product?
The background.
Yeah, I mean background.
Is that a Google picture?
Look.
Is that a Google picture? Is that a copy paste?
I don't know, but send me a right now picture of apples on your table. Send me a picture of the apples on your table. You know, I love to see a person have apples on their table.
Wait a minute. Did my mama just send this for real? What is this?
Your mama just sent something?
What did she just send me? Drop my phone in the dishwater. If you need me, call me on the house phone. What in the world?
Hey, what?
Hey, Dana Mike
just
texted me. I just dropped my phone in the dishwater. If you need me, call me on the house phone.
Mama, don't you know we on air?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Bless the mama, y'all.
Now,
I don't know what
you know, some
saying.
Of these mannequin challenges was
yeah,
really
now,
challenging.
Could you please? Yeah, because I saw some bad ones.
Yeah, you know, we did it. My auntie is the epitome of love.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you ever want your family to start back loving one another, I will loan you my auntie because she's the epitome of love.
Uh-huh.
My auntie started doing a mannequin challenge and didn't even tell us we was doing it.
I just walked around with the phone.
She just walked around with the phone in everybody's face. Now, I got a cousin. Her son he does video for Channel 2579.
Okay, gotcha.
He did all the George Foreman commercials.
Mm-hmm.
However, he came. And he probably just shut it down because now I'm kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did the mannequin challenge on his phone, and we know he's going to take it home to do some edits.
Right.
And so he might got lions and tigers and big old my chasing us or something. I mean, it's hot. But I've seen some mannequin challenges that people,
help me with something because I tend to be a little slow sometimes. Y'all pray for me. Are you not supposed to move during the mannequin?
You don't supposed to move.
The only person moving is the person with the camera.
It's the person with the camera.
Nobody else is supposed to be moving.
Right. And really don't even supposed to look at the camera.
And you really ain't supposed to look. I saw at least 5 mannequin challenges yesterday where the eyes is following the person on the camera.
Man, wait. I'm telling you.
And then let me tell y'all something. I don't mean no harm, you know. But some of y'all that's slightly like me.
Right,
that is.
Some of you got sweetie.
This is what you do. I need you to be first on the mannequin challenge, so that way you can hold your breath. Because I saw some folks yesterday breathing real hard.
Yeah, because what happens?
You was last.
And you don't know when the camera passed,
so you trying to hold your breath.
Trying to hold your breath.
And you struggling.
Touch your neighbors have struggled.
We struggle holding our breath for a period of time.
Good thing I am a swimmer, so I can hold my breath, but
okay.
It still was a struggle.
I saw some folks.
Because I was like,
yeah.
They were snoring while they were woke.
I think that the Thanksgiving break pretty much killed the mannequin challenge for me.
And, you know, I wasn't even tripping on the moves.
Yeah.
I was tripping on the holes I seen in the wall.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing you got to do too, y'all. When y'all Facebook live and
be careful
and mannequin challenging and recording these videos, look at your background and your stuff. You're in the bedroom and ain't no sheet on your bed and the mattress is nasty. Look, I mean, some of y'all's mannequin challenges need y'all roof.
I can't wait till they bring back out that brown chair. You remember the brown, like, straw chair when we used to take pictures?
The wicker chair.
The wicker chair.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about that's when you knew you was in love.
when you took that
picture with your lady.
Yeah. You need help.
But some of y'all mannequin challenges was, I sent the apples. Okay, let me check. Shawanda, because I believe you can do it, Shawanda.
Kim Tony says, tell mama to put the phone in rice. It will dry it out. Okay. All right. Let me make sure she don't put it in cooked rice.
I got you, Shawanda. For some reason.
Okay.
I think you can really do it because you're really defending yourself.
Uh-huh. Mark said them houses need Jesus. Go ahead.
Them houses do need Jesus. They need some liberal aunt.
She sent you the picture of the apples by themselves.
Of the apples by themselves.
Okay, to prove that it was really.
Yeah, I don't know if she cropped it out.
She could have good Photoshop.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be good Photoshop.
But Shawanda, let me say this. I want that
banana pudding
by next week.
Oh!
So,
we
can both.
Demand's coming.
Taste it.
You could deliver it. You know. You could do this.
Yeah.
You know, here's an option. We're going to put this out there to our listeners.
Okay.
You know, you do have that very wonderful cleaning service.
Yeah.
You know, so what you could do is you could bring Pastor Parks, because I don't eat banana pudding. I'm not a fan.
We'll bring it here.
So you can bring Pastor Parks, and if Henderson here, they gonna have to fight. I'm gonna love to put that in between them and see them rolling around back here.
Yeah,
but that'd be a nasty
fight.
Put that banana pudding back here, and then while they fighting over your banana pudding, we could talk about your cleaning company and stuff like that.
Because
you are, you know, black female entrepreneur. We need to talk. We need to have y'all on the show.
Yeah.
So if you can schedule that together and bring my man the banana pudding or something. That'll work out.
And I'm holding you to that because you're one of our most faithful listeners.
That'll work out.
You know, just make sure you I want some.
We ain't going to be like the listener who didn't bring the chicken to the bowling alley, right?
Who was that, Kim?
Was that Evangelist Tony?
Tony?
Right. She prophesied she was going to bring some chicken.
In the name of, and that's why I lost.
You know,
I bowled on the empty stomach.
But she didn't bring your chicken.
I was depending on the chicken.
Evangelist Tasha.
The Lord is my chicken.
Fuqua Shields.
That's Tasha Shields.
Hey, Evangelist Tasha Shields. What's going on, Tasha?
Austin Tiger?
Yes,
Tiger
that's
Strong.
Right. That's right, fellow Tiger in the crib.
The Lord is my chicken.
Really?
And I shall not want.
There you go. Y'all going to pray for this dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Please pray for him.
Evangelist Tony.
He didn't get his chicken.
Can I have some chicken? Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Anyway, y'all, look,
I want some chicken. They said you're not a preacher until you need some chicken. Hello.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We going to get to this article, y'all. We're going to take a real hot, quick 30-second break. When we jump back, we're going to get right to today's conversation, how to warm your heart in worship. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546, or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. Taking the Miss Off Radio. It is Praise Break Friday, the day after Turkey Day. We hope you and your families had a wonderful Turkey Day on yesterday. But look, y'all, we got this really great conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to jump right into this, man. This is going to be good. Hopefully you guys can follow along. This is good stuff, man. It's how to warm your heart in worship. If you guys don't know anything about this show, that's one of the things that myself and my brother take really, really seriously is praise and worship. It's not something that we do lightly, not something that we think that we take lightly, rather. And it's just one of those things that we are, man, we are overboard about. when it comes to praise and worship, man. So let's go. Let's see where it is. There we go. How to warm your heart in worship. It's on churchleaders.com, or it's actually provided by desiringgod.org, but it's on churchleaders.com. We're going to jump right into it. This is what it says. It says, I have no longings for another. Oh God, help me long for you above all else. The writer says, it seemed like a normal Sunday morning. He says, I arrived at corporate worship more than slightly distracted. He says, tests were on the horizons. Papers loomed heavy. I was exhausted, and I wanted a nap. He says, I wanted to stay home and watch Netflix. He says, I didn't want to think about the Bible. To be honest, I desired 100 things other than Christ's presence. He said, then worship began, and we sang this lyric. I will glory in my Redeemer, my life he bought, my love he owned. I have no longings for another. I'm satisfied in him alone. Then he says, I felt the cognitive dissonance immediately. In that moment, my heart was like Asaph's, who sang, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. He says, how then could I sing that I have no longings for another, and not be a complete hypocrite? He says, I felt like crawling under the pew in front of me. So he says, so what do we do with passages of scripture or lyrics and worship songs that describe an ideal that does not match our reality? He says, is it possible to affirm them from the heart without pretense or posturing? So let me ask you this question. Has there been a time where you've been in the middle of worship and either the praise team was singing or a choir was singing or whatever it was, and the song you started, you were singing the words or reciting the words of the song, and you said, wow, I wish this is where I was, but I'm not there.
But I'm not there. The reality of
it. Yeah, yeah.
And sadly, to say this, I think we all have experienced that.
Wow.
And I believe that we just fake it until we make it.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And that's
okay.
One of the distance of worship between us and God, the presence of God. We're not connecting to the atmosphere, and we're not shifting to turn the atmosphere into a culture to receive
the
proper wording of the song. And then I often tell people this, if the words don't become you, it's hard for you to receive the words as well.
Wow.
And sometimes we fighting in worship, wishing, hoping that the things that we're speaking, like he said it best. He said, listen, I will glory in my Redeemer.
Yeah.
My life he brought, my love he owned.
Yeah.
I have no longer for another. I'm satisfied in him alone.
Yeah.
But our body is there, but our mind is on the other side of time.
Sometimes it is.
And so it's like a disconnect. We're trying to be in worship. We're trying to even feel the glory of God. But it's something on the inside that's keeping that from happening.
Yeah, that's good. Then he continues. He says, pray. Help my unbelief. He says, when confronted with these types of incongruences, we should not wallow in despair. Instead, we must remember that God is a God who uses means to accomplish his end.
Yeah.
He is the sovereign Lord who uses prayer to bring about preordained realities and uses his written word to create the very truth of which it speaks. He says, so when we come across a verse that describes an idea we have not yet attained, we can use it as an opportunity to pray that God would move in our hearts and make it so.
That's
a dose of reality. Because as a former member of a praise team, there was nothing like singing that song that first convicted you. It's nothing like being around some folk who get that revelation, not a new revelation, but a revelation of conviction, and you see it flowing through the whole praise team, because now you know you see the person next to you crying out the blue, and you like, well, wow, and then you realize it could be singing the simplest songs, but it's something that convicts you in the moment, and what happens is it takes your level of worship to a whole nother level, to the next level. Like you said earlier, it has to be a personal thing.
Yeah.
It has to be a personal
thing. This way helps you get out of flesh, out of self. And this will keep you from being an entertainer. Because you're connecting and inviting him to, number one, intervene. And a lot of times, and this is no offense to a lot of worship leaders, but we're up worshiping God to entertain the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to connect to the people and not trying to connect with God.
Right, right.
Our job is to engage. Our job is to offer. Our job is to present
right.
God in a manner that it, his spirit would dwell
right, right,
in
right,
the atmosphere.
Right.
And
right.
so what happens when our heart is not connected
uh-huh.
to what it is that we're where we're trying to go,
mm-hmm.
then we're not going to shift. And
right.
we keep, you know, I'd have heard this. People always utter the words, come on, shift the atmosphere. Shift the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Come on, people of God.
Yeah.
Come on, people of God.
Yeah.
You can't tell people of God to shift the atmosphere. Only God can shift the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You, it's amazing. We invite people in worship, but have not invited God in worship.
Mm.
And so if God is not in the place,
mm-hmm.
worship is not conducive.
You can't. All we can do is sow the seed.
That's it.
This is what we're capable of doing as Christians.
Uh-huh.
We're capable of setting the atmosphere so that God can then dwell in the praise and the worship.
Yeah.
But if we're not, like you said, if we're up there entertaining,
yeah.
if we're up there just showing our vocal prowess and so how good we can sing
yeah.
and how
yeah.
many runs we can
yeah.
do and
yeah.
all these other good things,
yeah.
God is not pleased with that
He
will not inhabit that.
He's not.
But when you lay it all on the line, when you put self out the way and you just pour your heart out,
yeah, yeah,
then God will inhabit that praise.
You know,
come on.
I think one of the greatest experiences is when you get lost in worship.
Yeah. Oh my. Oh
I'm
my.
Talking about. I'm a worshiper, y'all.
Yeah.
I promise you, and
yeah.
I love it when you can get lost in worship and when you don't care what's going on around you.
Yeah.
But your focus is just you and God alone.
Yeah.
And that's when I believe the songwriter said, as long as I got King Jesus. Now, that matters in that perspective.
In that one perspective.
Yeah, because as long as you got the presence of the Lord,
yeah.
that you don't have to worry about nothing else because you're commanding the blessings of God to rest, to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
Not just commanded just to sit there. But his presence comes in. We invite his presence to do a job. And that's to allow deliverance, breakthrough, healing, all those such matters to take place. And it has to take place when he's in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Anytime Jesus went into a room, anytime he went walking the street, anytime he went into the house, he went into the temple, he did something.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just go to be gone. His presence meant a lot. His presence was to change some things. Now, that's where the shifting
yeah.
begins to operate.
Yeah, yeah.
Is when we allow him to come in and just do what he do best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good. That's good. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Go ahead and grab that.
In Mark 9, we are given a helpful and instructive story
mm-hmm.
From the life of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 18, Jesus' disciples are unable to cast a spirit from a demon-possessed child.
Mm-hmm.
So in verse 22, the father of the child turns instead to Jesus and pleads, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us
mm-hmm.
and help.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus immediately responds, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes.
Yeah.
Mark 9 and 23.
That's good. That's good.
This is one of the most, I love this story and I love preaching this because the man had to turn away from the disciples
mm-hmm.
to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
which the disciples really had the authority to cast out the demonic spirit that
mm-hmm.
was in the man. But because of their lack of faith,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't get the job done.
Yeah.
And so Jesus didn't just leave them out there. He stayed there to get the job done, but then he also rebuked them in the end because he trained them. He have educated them. He showed them many of things, and that's just like us today. We expect everybody else to do a work that we got the capabilities of doing.
Wow.
And even worship leaders, your job is worship is not about a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Your worship is about the effectiveness of changing the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And here, what I mean by this, because your voice is sufficient
mm-hmm.
and is relevant
mm-hmm.
in this atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
God uses you as a vessel
yeah.
to be able to do some things that others are not able to do.
Yeah.
And so what happened, because we feel that I sound so good,
mm-hmm.
we lost our focus on what the Lord have want us to do. I don't see worship leaders talking about all he can't sing, but they was anointed.
Mm.
You know, I don't care if a person can sing or not, but if they're anointed, because the Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yeah.
And since the anointing destroys the yoke, I'm a firm believer. Most people got healing and sickness in the atmosphere because our praise and worship have been hidden and violent.
Wow.
And so even at this story, I love this, y'all. Y'all making me feel good today.
That's good.
I see the disciples should have been ashamed of themselves because Jesus given them the authority to cast out the things that's totally against God.
Yeah.
But because of their lack of faith, people of God, when you're worshiping God, when you're leading worship, you must have faith in God that he's going to use you in a magnificent way. Each time you get up, that should be something different.
That's good.
Don't go for the same stuff over and over.
That's good. That's good.
That got to be some different stuff.
That's good. Let's keep it going. It says, as he speaks these words, notice two things. First, Jesus is speaking an ideal. Namely, Jesus is saying, if you believe, then all things are possible.
Uh-huh.
Second, the man realizes that he does not live up to that ideal.
Wow.
He knows it's true, but he doesn't perfectly believe that Jesus can help.
Watch out.
So what does the father do? He cries out to Jesus. He says, I believe, but help my unbelief. My.
Wow.
He says, in other words, he acknowledges that although he believes in the ideal, his faith is deficient.
Wow.
And therefore asked Jesus to create the faith in his heart.
Ooh.
And we see that Jesus answers his prayer. Faith is created and the boy is healed.
Wow. Faith.
Man. Now, first of all, I think the confession of this man.
Wow. That's good.
Because I think if we as Christians, watch this, y'all.
Good point.
Been in church 20, 30, 40, some of y'all whole life.
Uh-huh.
If we could be honest with ourselves and step and say, look here, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe in the idea of what you do.
Talk, man, talk.
But some parts of me are still in disbelief.
Wow.
So look here. I know I've been in church 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and I sing in the choir. I work the usher door. I park the cars. I do whatever it is they ask me to do.
Yeah.
But, Lord, help my unbelief.
My unbelief.
That part of me that just can't quite connect.
Yeah.
Help my unbelief.
Yeah.
I think if a lot of us would face that man had to take a look in the mirror and recognize. He looked. He said, well, wait a minute. Because two things happened. You touched on the first one. You said the disciples couldn't do what they were supposed to do because of their lack of faith.
There you go.
The other reason was the person who had been asking for the healing, he didn't have no faith.
None.
So you got two entities trying to work and help something out, both with their faith lacking.
Wow.
So he did something that the disciples did not do. He turned to Jesus.
Wow.
The disciples trying to figure out, man, how come it ain't working, Doc?
Wow.
Man, what's wrong with you? You do it.
Wow.
Do it. We can't figure it out.
Wow.
Because we thinking it's us.
Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
We thinking it's us.
That's good.
So the father turns and says, look here, Jesus, I believe in what I've been hearing about you, but help my unbelief.
Ah.
And I think I think if we took just a little bit of time to, again, humble ourselves and recognize we ain't got this thing in control.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look here, God, I believe in you, but I got some unbelief. I got some faith issue.
That's right.
So just help me out.
That's right.
And I like what the Bible says, that the Bible says faith was the writer says faith was then created.
Uh-huh.
And then the boy was healed.
And that's what happens, my brother.
That's it.
See, a lot of times when we get exposed to something new.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't have the faith, but you don't. Sometimes you never had to experience this in a faith level.
Yeah.
And so the things you never had to experience on a faith level, you don't really fully believe that you can accomplish it or achieve it.
Wow.
And so what happened when it becomes a mystery from the beginning, we trust God for many other things.
Yes.
We've seen the Lord work.
Yeah.
Some things is a drop in the bucket.
Yes.
But then there are some other struggles that we have that we believe in Jesus, just like the man, but we really don't believe that he's going to do it for us.
Wow.
Honestly, I believe because sometimes we don't think we're worthy.
Yeah, who? That's now that now there you go.
I don't think we believe. I mean, it's we know what he can do.
Yeah.
And we see what he have done for others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to our personal life,
uh-huh.
we don't believe that we're worthy
mm-hmm.
enough for him to do just that.
Because yeah, that's how Satan works.
Exactly.
Because Satan wants to continually say, hey.
Exactly.
You know you still got that other issue going on.
Yes.
So before you going up the plan and doing all
yes.
that stuff, before you thinking you finna move to the next level, remember you still got that issue. Remember you still got that stuff in your closet that you don't want nobody to know about. So I advise you to sit on your praise. I advise you to sit there and keep your arms folded because you might get the praise of too much. And somebody might see that you ain't as all you know. You ain't that facade you've been putting on, all that makeup ain't really real.
My brother, have you ever imagined so many people that sitting down on their gifts
yeah.
because they walking crippled?
Yep.
And they
yep.
they afraid,
yep, afraid
to acknowledge
yep.
their disability.
Yeah, yeah.
This man wasn't afraid to acknowledge that he had a disability.
Yeah, he had some unbelief.
And sometimes our disability is not in the physical.
Oh, my.
It's in the spiritual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And his disability that he wanted Jesus to heal his son,
mm-hmm.
well, get this spirit out of him.
Yeah.
And truth of the matter, it must have been something too much for him to bear.
Yeah. Yeah,
because normally we don't just want to throw our son
yeah.
on anybody.
Yeah.
So it had to have been a case and situation
mm-hmm.
that he couldn't handle. And truth of the matter, if we really dig deep into the scripture, we
yeah.
understand what the demonic boy was doing.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's good to call on a man.
Yeah.
But it's better to know when you call on a man, he'll do just what we ask him to do.
My. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
A lot of us call on a man, but don't expect him to do what we need him to do.
Amen. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Watch this, y'all. In other words, Jesus reveals
mm-hmm.
an inconsistency between head and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, y'all. And drives the boy father to a very prayer that God uses to bring about faith.
Yeah.
This is exactly how we should respond as well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, but help my unbelief. Should be the constant refrain of the Christian fighting for faith in a fallen world.
Yeah.
When we read Aesop's declaration,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that it is nowhere, not where we are, we cry out.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing on earth I should desire besides you.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to desire you above all else.
Mm-hmm.
And in God's kindness, we trust that our hearts will be moved to greater
mm-hmm.
affection and worship of the risen Christ.
That's good. That's that part where he says this is how we should respond as well for us. To
yeah.
say, yes, I believe, but help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But keep in mind, I love this story of Aesop
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
a lot of we just hearing Aesop plea now.
Yeah.
But we didn't understand what got Aesop
to that point.
To this point.
Right.
Aesop was really frustrated.
Yeah.
Because he saw everyone else being blessed but him.
Yeah.
He felt the world was prospering. He felt
yeah.
like the wicked
yeah.
was getting a better hand
yep.
dealt than he was getting dealt.
Yep.
And some of us, even on the line today, some of us may think that we're the ones who get cast out.
Mm-hmm.
We've been destroyed and all. No, God got a plan for our life, and
mm-hmm.
he has a duty. But we must do, sisters and brother, is persevere. We got to hang in there and turn and allow our heart and mind to be covenant with one another. Because sometimes when your heart is one place and your mind is another place.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're fighting an inward battle
mm-hmm.
that we don't know who's going to take the lead or take control.
Right.
And so now you're fighting yourself. You're fighting your thoughts.
Yeah.
You're fighting your feelings.
Yeah.
You got to allow your heart and mind to be connected with one another and trust the Lord and do good.
That's good. That's good. Man, this is good. Again, we're talking about this good article. Today is Praise Break Friday, How to Warm Your Heart in Worship. This is what he says. Sing to God from the heart.
Ooh, from the heart.
Sing to God from the heart.
Yeah.
He says, our singing on Sunday is about proclaiming magnificent truths about God's character and mighty works, Psalm 152. He says, and about making music in our hearts to the Lord together as his people. Ephesians 5 and 19. He says, what do we do when our heart does not match the words we are singing? He says, we sing with all our might as a prayer of faith, trusting God to use these very words to match our heads with our heart and bring forth, bring about the truth, we are singing. Man,
wow.
That's. I think it's, and I'm sure anybody that's ever been a part of a praise and worship ministry, even preaching.
Oh,
even preaching.
Yeah,
where your heart,
yeah,
and your head don't line up.
Yeah,
yeah. Because see, you can have the thought in your head, but your heart don't desire something else.
Yeah.
And if your heart is not into whatever it is you're doing, trust me, it's going to show up.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's going to show up. You're going to see real quick that these things do not match. That they do not match. But I like what he says. He says, we sing with all our might as a prayer of faith and then trusting God to use the very words.
The very words.
So the very words you're singing, you have to trust that God will use them to match your head with your heart.
That's why it's important to meditate
before you. Yep.
Before.
Yep.
Because when you're meditating before, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you're my strength, you're my redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're meditating on such words, whether you're a singer, whether you're a psalmist, you're flowing in the prophetic, or even you're just preaching, whatever your narrative or
right.
your preacher, you got to be able
mm-hmm.
to allow the words. You have to meditate on the words because
yeah.
the words have to become you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have yeah. used, like, let's just talk about someone performing.
Yeah.
And not even in the church, but on stage. And you can tell the difference mm-hmm. when they just singing some words.
That's true.
Or when the words really become
That's true.
Them.
That's true.
You know, Take Me to the King, lady. What's her name?
Tamla Mann.
Tamla Mann.
Yeah.
Every time I've seen her
yeah.
Sing that song,
yeah.
it's not just the words.
No.
But she's the words have become
yeah.
her.
Yeah, it goes to a different level.
It goes
yeah.
to a different level.
It's beyond the performance.
You got to find that place in your life
yeah.
where you're lacking, that you need the Lord to come
yeah.
and connect with you. And
yeah.
I believe that's how we allow the words to be manifested in our personal life.
That's good. That's good stuff. Let's keep going. He says, this is not hypocrisy. It is, to borrow a phrase from Augustine, one of God's ordained means to create what he commands. It's an honest assessment of the deficiencies of our hearts and a declaration of faith in God.
Well, when I think of his grace and his mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company. Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord. blessing.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul.
We don't do this
you
one.
Have.
We don't do this one. And I know your girl works at a bakery and it looks good. I mean, it really looks good.
Now, what is that again?
That's a meringue sweet potato pie.
Oh, they put meringue on a sweet potato pie?
On a sweet potato pie. You tried to come in and come out to us.
Where they from?
This is from Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, they're a little different down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this is from Virginia.
I've never seen meringue on a sweet potato pie. I know some of y'all, we got lost, those of you listening on the Blog Talk Radio side. We got a little lost over there, but we're back live over here, so we're good to go. That's that San Francisco nonsense is what Danny Miller just said. But look, y'all, it's been an amazing show, man. I hope y'all had a good time, man. We definitely, look, if you're able to go out, You know, if you, I know Aurora is a long way, but me and my brother going to take that drive on Monday to go out to Maine Baptist Church to hear the good Dr. Julian Spencer at his revival to see what's going on out there. But, man, I pray you guys have a safe weekend. Look, I don't want to see none of y'all on the news in this Black Friday mess getting beat up in the Walmart.
Man, look,
that video is already being posted.
It's being posted.
Right.
It's going down.
Right. We don't want to see none of y'all getting beat up in the Walmart or the Best Buy trying to get the TV, although I did see Best Buy apparently has some 50-inch TVs for $3.99.
Man, I seen Walmart 51 for, not Myers.
Myers.
Yeah.
Myers had like for like, what, $200?
$200.
Yeah, man. Ridiculous, man.
Can I say this to First Bethel?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Bring them ties. Don't spend all your tithes at offering
on at Black Friday. Right.
Because if you do that, we won't have black church.
Here's the problem with Black
Friday. That means no lights.
Right. Here's the problem with Black Friday. Because, you know, the whole essence of Black Friday was created to put businesses and retailers, take them from the red to the black on their books. The problem is, by you going out and helping the business get back in the black, you sometimes, some of y'all putting yourself in the red.
In the red.
Yeah, so we need to get off of that. We need to get off of that.
Yes.
Man, look, we're going to get out of here faster because your prayer's home.
Yes,
man.
God. Father in heaven, once again, how we are thankful for you, your glory, God, how we thank you that you always allow your word and even your presence to be sufficient. God, I even personally thank you for the deliverance of my son that I do believe that you have healed him.
Yes, God.
Healed his body, his mind, his heart, God, for devil meant for bad. You always work it out for our good. God, even if there's someone still feeling down during this Thanksgiving season, God, we pray that you shower them with your love and your care, God. I pray blessings over my brother that's sitting next to me, God, that you continue to do a great work in him, God.
Prepare him
for something that he never have done in his life, God, and give him the testing and then also allow him to pass it in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
I pray right now as we leave this place that you give us traveling grace and mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been good. We will be back on Monday, right?
Monday.
On Monday, right? To talk about some stuff and just to keep y'all, you know, keep y'all entertained on y'all work days during the day. We got to go, y'all. But remember this, if you're in the city of Chicago, please, ma'am, please, sir, keep your head on a swivel. We got to go, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
All right, Facebook Live. Y'all still up there chilling. They got a different set of music on.
We will live in paradise with the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll live back, in the sky, in the twinkling of an eye, he's coming back,
he's coming back,
in the sky,
in the sky,
we'll meet him face to face,
in the twinkling
of an eye,
of
he's coming back.
Yeah,
when we hear the trumpet sound, we'll be lifted.
long.